The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of all of our Lord God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion. 13 years ago today, on an evening much like it is today, with a little bit of snow in the air, I knelt before the Right Reverend Bishop Gordon P. Scruton, Bishop of Western Massachusetts, surrounded by men and women who would become my colleagues and brother and sister priests. And with their hands upon my shoulder and the bishop's hands upon my head, I was consecrated a priest that day. Now, before the consecration or the ordination happens, you're asked to make various vows. You know, the bishop does the examination. And part of it is whether you are going to preach the word and live into the sacraments. Now, when I hear, you know, one of the things I do love about this time of year is that we get to hear a lot from the prophet Isaiah, or as in the gospel refers to him as the prophet. And these words of comfort, this message of hope, this song of joy, I think resonates with most, if not all, priests. This wonder of calling out to people about the greatness that is to come. And so I think about John the Baptist on that fateful day, when he is met by priests and scribes who have been sent by Pharisees to question who he is. To be able to look them in the eye and say, I'm not the Messiah, but he's here. He's in this crowd and you do not recognize him. But he's here. Now, each of us, like John, are called to go out and share the same joy with other people, to allow other people to know that Jesus is with us, that the Messiah has come, and through Christ we have been redeemed. But we are also called to work towards building up the kingdom of God so that others may know and feel the same joy that we as followers of Christ do. To put away our own desires to dispense with jealousies, so that we can truly live into Christ. Now, the world around us seems fairly chaotic right now, but I'm sure every generation probably says that. And unless Jesus comes within the next generation or two, I'm sure each of them will sit there and look around and talk about how things have never been as chaotic as they are now. But of course, unlike past generations, we can't shut it out as easily. We see and we hear the suffering from our brothers and sisters around the world 24/7. If we want to turn on the news channels or listen to the radio or go on the internet, we hear the angry voices. We hear the pleas. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and want to shut it all out. But we have been called, like John, to step out in the midst of all this and to share our faith, to share our hope, our love. And as we are reminded today on this Gaudete Sunday, our joy. For Jesus is here. In another week, we're at Christmas already, and we will be celebrating the incarnation, the miracle of God made man, the salvation of the world coming through a small baby. And it's a wonderful celebration. But as we celebrate, we really do need to live into the good news. To let people know the joy is not just seasonal, but with us who live and follow Christ, that joy is always there. My brothers and sisters, don't be afraid to share your faith with others. Live into it. Show others that a life in Christ can make a difference, does make a difference. Let your very lives be a reflection of Christ. Not just the season, but always. Rejoice, my brothers and sisters, for God is here.